Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
knowledge.
Indeed, I'm your host, the one, the only Mark Unger. Joining me as always, the very lovely and charming Diane Brierley. Ain't she pretty? And of course, the amazing Philip James Unger, engineering the show as always. Is that your cool look? Engineering the show as always, the very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this show. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at what are you doing?
Hey. I'm putting a hat on my phone.
I see that. Okay.
My microphone.
Your microphone, yes. You can email us at askask@markunger.com. Here's how the show works. You can send us an email about anything and remain totally anonymous, hence the warning at the beginning of the show. And from what I hear, almost all these questions today are going to be about sex. People say, man, you guys always talk about sex. We just answer the emails. The truth is, the vast majority, overwhelming majority of emails we get, it's all about sex. Yes, some of it's enough to make you want to vomit. And it feels bad that apparently people don't feel they can go anywhere else to get the answers. I mean, who else are they going to ask? Because they're embarrassed. They like the anonymity of the show.
And many people will say, I don't have anybody else to ask.
Yeah.
So therefore, they ask us.
So, you know, it's not that we're sickos. It's just the truth of the matter is we often push those away as much as we can and just try to get the other questions. But
and that's why I end up with all this.
At some point, it catches up with us.
Stack.
So, you know, so it is what it is. You can send us an email about anything. Remain totally anonymous. But in turn, we're brutally honest. This is the show of brutal honesty. If you're very sensitive and you like people to be real sensitive to the spirit of the person that we're talking to, you're listening to the wrong show, okay? We don't care 2 cents about how you feel. Everybody else can worry about how you feel. This is the show that doesn't care about how you feel. And you know what? Maybe we could use this a little less psycho-crazy, worrying about how everybody feels about everything in the world. At least that's what I think. Look, if we like what you have to say, we will celebrate your thinking. If not, we will castigate your thinking. 3 versions of castigation on the show. 1, if we think you need to be awakened out of your delusions, we will stick your head in the toilet and flush. We call it a swirly. Water swirling around your head will awaken you out of your delusion. If we think you're crazy, you'll get the goat button. And if you blather on with too many details, you get the chicken. If you get all 3, you are officially crazy. What have you got there, my dear?
Okay, this is kind of interesting. A Georgia appeals court has upheld an earlier ruling ordering a state resident to pay $50,000 to his one-time fiancé for breaking his promise to marry her.
Wow.
Melissa Cooper sued Christopher Ned Kelly for fraud and breach of promise after their rocky 10-year relationship ended.
10 years!
No, yeah. She should have known better, right?
She needs a swirly! Good grief, you girls! If I were the judge, I'd give her a swirly.
Yeah, but
I would give her
$10,000 anyway.
That's absurd. You girls, what is the matter with you? You date these guys for years? Have you no self-respect at all? These guys treat women like
careful.
Like caca. Mm-hmm. Because you let them treat you like caca. Mm-hmm. Here's what you do, girls. You date the boy for 12 months. If at the end of 12 months you can't decide, gee, I want to do life with this guy. If he can't make a decision, gee, I want to live the rest of my life with this girl. If they can't make a decision, let's get engaged and get married. At that point, you dump him. All you girls out there, listen to me. Let some guy date you for 5, 6, 7. Are you crazy? Because what happens, then they dump you. Do the math. Some of you girls, you're just not... I don't know. What is the matter with them? You can't possibly be this dumb. Do the math. You're 22 years old. You start dating a guy for 5 years. At the end of 5 years, he dumps you. Okay? Because you just rode around for 5 years and he decides, well, now you're 27. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you date the next guy for, I don't know, 7 years and he decides he doesn't want you. Now you're 35. You realize the older you get, the less attractive you will be to people who are looking for a woman to marry. That's why some of you girls in your 30s, 40s are still single because you let these idiots date you for years at a time, just waiting, waiting, waiting. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. 40 years old, you're half dead, for heaven's sakes. Get on with it. What does it matter? I tell you, these women, they make me mad. And these guys are idiots.
I
want to punch the guys, but who really makes me mad? The girls, how dumb are they? 12 months. 12 months. He doesn't date. He doesn't put a ring on your finger, ask you to marry. You dump him, and you find somebody else.
Or you sue him for $50,000.
Yeah. No, but here's the thing. Well, because 10 years. She's got 10 years, probably what the judge is thinking, huh?
10 years.
She's invested 10
years
all this stuff.
And a child. They had a child together. They lived together.
See, they're just playing house anyway. It's
he
a
gave her a ring.
It's a pseudo marriage.
But this
she
is
didn't
funny, though, because
say.
He gave
that's
her
why,
a ring.
No, yeah.
But he contended during the.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead.
I'm not yelling at these women.
Okay.
All right, 22.
Yeah.
You date a guy for a year. You dump him. You know what now? You're only 23.
Yeah.
And if you're dating another guy and you're with him for a year and you find out he doesn't want to get serious, you dump his butt. You know what now? You're only 24. And life goes on and you're still young till you find someone who wants to take you seriously. You don't date men for years. Good Lord. I'm talking about Christian women who do this.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Bachelorette only does it over a couple of months.
Seriously. And they're a bunch of sickos. They have more sense than you guys. But this lady, we're not just talking dating here. They're playing house.
Yes.
She's been living with him, got a baby and stuff. All right.
Yeah. He contends that he did give her a ring, but he never conjoined that gesture with the phrase, "Will you marry me?"
All right.
He says, "I never initiated the concept of marriage with her outside of giving her that ring, and I never said the words, 'Will you marry her, marry me to
okay.
her?'"
All right. But the judge nails him anyway.
He got it anyway, $50,000. So they upheld it. It's two courts that have upheld it.
Do you know why? Because they have been they're de facto married anyway.
Mm-hmm.
She has 10 years into this guy's life and a child and stuff. And here we have a couple of judges, thank God, who have a little bit of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Say, yeah, hey, you owe this lady something. And slammed him with a fine. Good. Good.
And he cheated on her. That's when the relationship ended. And then she sued him because he cheated on her.
Can't imagine why. Gee, here's a guy who doesn't think enough about you to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not my grief. My grief is these girls who put up with this, dating these guys for years. It's like this girl I met the other night in Omaha. Just for years and years with this one loser. And I finally find out, well, why doesn't he marry? Well, you know, she wasn't a Christian or anything. I wasn't being mean to her, but, well, he's married.
What?
And here's a girl.
She's waiting for him.
She's
to
an
dump
attorney
the
at a big law firm in Chicago. And it's not about intelligence. It's not that they're stupid mentally. They're stupid emotionally. I mean, or relationally, they're stupid. So she's sowing years of her life with this idiot who's not even divorced. Obviously, she's. I said, sweetie, you're just the mistress.
Mm-hmm.
You're just the other woman.
But they promise you.
And you should see the look on her face just. Like she hadn't considered that.
Because
well, why do you want to marry? Because he's just using you for sex.
Yeah.
What the heck? Even then, okay, let's say you're just a flat-out, unbelieving, pagan, howls at the moon, sacrifices goats. You don't believe in God. I don't care, whatever, all right?
No.
Even you should have more sense. Let's say you are the other woman. You can't figure out after a year, hey, make a choice, leave him or come to me.
They always give you a reason as to why they can't get rid of the wife now.
But how
and they
stupid
string them
are
on.
These women?
Oh, yeah,
year
it's
number
dumb.
One,
it's
year
dumb.
Number two, year number three. They are just wasting away their lives for these idiots. Forget the whole Christian morality thing. If you're not a Christian, just you ought to have more sense. You don't have to be a Christian to have that kind of sense.
Well, they're having sex with him. They're stupid.
Even if, that's what I told her. I said, you know, you're dumb because you're having sex with this guy and you're not thinking clearly. Even if you're going to say, I want this bobblehead to leave the iced tea and come live with me, that should be something that should be decided on in a fair amount of time. 5 years and he still...
But he will. But he will. One day he will.
I don't know.
He really wants me.
I know. And especially the girls who are doing this are all upset with me right now. I'm like, don't write me because I don't care. Can you tell I don't care? Mm-hmm. I'm the man of no compassion. But for heaven's sakes, how dumb are you? Dumb. 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 God, just unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. After castigating all these girls who've been dating guys for years. Look, I don't care. You want to waste the next 5-10 years of your life and be 55 years old and never married? Knock yourself out. Why do I care? But honestly, maybe, just maybe some of you get a clue and confront these guys and stop this absurd behavior. And you other single girls, don't let men do this to you. Have some respect for yourself. If you don't respect you, nobody is going to respect you. If you don't respect, you can't explain, how come more men respect me? How come not? Because you don't respect you. And they can tell. A man can always tell a woman who doesn't respect herself. Honestly. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com. And Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
It's a good Jimmy Bratcher. You know what he's singing about? He's singing about preachers who are yelling at people.
That's your theme song, Mark?
The irony. Mm-hmm. The irony of that song after me yelling at all these people.
He wrote it after a weekend with you.
Probably. He's a good friend of mine.
Yes.
He's a lot nicer than I am, though. All right. What do you got?
Okay, this one says, I just attended a Left Your Way to a Better Marriage seminar when the pastor, that would be you, talked about sex. He omitted what sexual activities are okay with God. I mean, some folks like to dress in costumes.
First of all, I didn't omit anything. I don't go into specific acts.
Well, that apparently what she
where
was looking
this goes,
for.
And this goes there. It is. All right. So she's saying like I was giving this huge list
and then you
of approved behaviors.
I think that's what she was looking
and then
for.
She left. Yeah.
I think she was looking for the approved list.
All right. Okay. So I don't get into the list. Having said that, what's her list?
Some like the dress and costumes.
Dress
some like
in
to have
costume.
Oral sex. These things were not
Nacho Libre!
I guess you had to say costume's okay, costume's
I'm
not okay.
I'm going to dress like Nacho Libre next time.
Oh, that'll get you some action. I can only imagine the action you'd get from that.
More unitards.
Mm-hmm. I need to be in a unitard with a cape. Okay, so some people like...
I'm sorry, that's a really bad mental picture. Really bad.
So some people like to dress in costumes. Okay.
Some like oral sex. These things were not addressed. I was once told by a Catholic priest that anything two people did and agreed to was okay as long as... the sperm ends up in the woman's vagina.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Pastor Mark Gunger think is okay with God?
It's not just Catholic priests. A lot of pastors say this. This is one of the most misquoted verses in the Bible. The marriage bed is undefiled. Every translation says the marriage, except for the King James, says the marriage bed is to be kept undefiled. They use that verse as a, anything goes. Well, if anything goes, then why don't you bring in a goat and a chicken into bed with you? Why don't you call up their neighbors and have them join you and get a three or foursome going? Why don't you, you know, I mean, seriously, the premise that anything goes is patently absurd. And these people get into this stuff because they get into porn.
But they'll even say that's okay because
it's not okay.
You saw the comments on
that's
Facebook
what I'm saying.
Thing.
You, yeah, oh yeah.
Porn is okay so long as you both agree to it.
It's idiots.
And
it's
you're not lying
okay.
about it.
Besides, how is you looking at somebody else help you? I don't get it. And nobody looks like these people. I don't know some guy who looks like that. I look at that and go, ugh, that ain't me. How's that help? That's absurd.
Well, they think that it helps because there's a, you've talked about it.
Because
the
they're lust. They just want the lust. They're just living in lust, and the Bible talks against lust. This is hard for Christians to understand. Now, if you're non-Christian, do whatever you want. Why do I care? But if you're a Christian, for heaven's sakes, no, you don't go there. Who in the world comes up with the idea of putting on Superman capes to go have sex? The only way you even get there is because you get these stupid ideas stuck in your head by looking at or reading some pornographic stuff that you think, gee, I don't, maybe that'll work. And people are always pushing the envelope. That's why you got people who are strangling people when they're having sex. And, you know, now you got armpit sex, and you got, what is it, China or Japan or whatever, these people licking eyeballs. Eyeballs! Let me lick your eyeball. Somehow that's supposed to help you have sex. I can't stand an eyelash in my eyeball. I don't want your tongue in my eyeball. These people have lost their ever-loving minds because everything is lust-based, and they got to keep ratcheting it up and ratcheting it up. And when some preacher comes along and says, yep, anything you want to do is okay, is insane. Golly, people can't just have normal sex because they're bored with normal sex. Here's where you know you got a problem. When you are having normal sex and you go, gee, this is a drag. It's kind of boring. What else is on TV? There's something wrong with you. I have never been bored having sex. I just don't understand it. I've never thought, gee, I wonder if there's something better than this.
But you don't have your head filled with all of the gymnastics of what you've watched
on porn. Because they look at porn and all this other stupid stuff in their head, and it rots your brain and it rots your soul. So my answer, how come Pastor Garner didn't get into the list? Because I've got a pretty short list. Anything outside of that, you need to dress up like Nacho Libre to have good sex. You are an idiot. She needs a swirly. And all the people who think of it need a swirly and the goat.
Maybe she's not the one that thinks that. Maybe her husband is the one, and she was trying to get you.
And then she puts up with this nonsense.
I don't know. I don't know the situation.
I'm pretty sure I come running in the bedroom looking like Nacho Libre.
Oh, she would laugh her head off.
Some Mexican wrestler, and say, here, let's stick this in your ear. I'm pretty sure you say, no.
I think she'd say a little bit more than that.
Just, no. Does anything go in the bedroom? No! No! That's the answer. Write it down. N-O! For those of you who have only had a public school education and are not truly educated, that's how you spell it. N-O! We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Defend you and all public education.
Download your free Mark Gunger app today to see all of the latest from the world of Mark Gunger.
You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships, answering your emails, and generally yelling at people.
Okay. The next sex email says, I need your help in how I can communicate to my husband effectively and respectfully about a concern I have in regards to our sex life.
All right.
For quite some time now, my husband seems to prefer mutual masturbation as opposed to the actual act of lovemaking during sex. I would say in our 9 years of marriage, 75% of our sex has been manual stimulation.
Hand sex.
Or mutual masturbation,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, I get it.
Uh-huh. I feel a huge lack of intimacy in our time together. I don't want to deny my husband sex. I know he desires me, but honestly, I feel like he's being lazy and doesn't want to make an effort into our lovemaking, so he settles for easy, disconnected sex.
Millions of men.
On how to bring this up without crushing him.
Manual anything sounds
manual labor.
Because she says it has replaced.
Sounds like too much work.
You would think.
Manual sounds way much more work, but it's replaced actual intercourse.
Yes.
She says, I venture to say in a month, we have intercourse 1 to 2 times and the stimulating 8 to 10 times. She doesn't know how to speak to him without making him feel like he's being attacked.
I don't know. I don't know how you speak to him without being attacked. Sometimes you got to attack as nicely as you can. You got to bring, you don't have to attack, but you bring up issues. You know, there's a lot of people, they won't bring up stuff because they're afraid that someone won't like it. Well, there's lots of stuff that people don't like, you know? There's a lot of issues we don't. There's issues I don't like in life. You know, you still got to deal with it. You got to bring them up.
She does say that if she asks him, like when they're getting down to their business and says that she wants to have intercourse rather than this, that he complies and
then
does
do
it.
That. Then just do that. Here's the problem. You've got a man who has spent most of his life masturbating. He's been making love to this. And all you guys who argue with me say, no, there's nothing wrong with that. Here's what happens. You guys, you single guys, when you're 15 and 20 and 25 and 30, you've been doing this for 15 years. Then you get married. Oh, it'll be different. No, it's not different. These guys fall in love with their hands. They're more interested in a hand than they are their wife's body, which is pathetic, sad sex, in my opinion. You do this. You've been doing it for 9 years. You know, I don't want to bring it up. Well, then just keep doing it. You know, there's no law against it.
You have to ask every time. You might have to ask.
Just keep
every
asking. And here's the thing. Here's studies have been done about this, right? University of Scotland, whatever it's been, you know, Stuart Brody. Look up Stuart Brody on the internet. You'll be able to see. They have said, he's not some Christian guy. He's just a scientist. In fact, he doesn't like Christians. All right? He's done the study, and they've gone through, and they've measured orgasms. Who picks that for a career?
Who volunteers to be measured? Honestly, that's freaky.
What do you do for a living? I'd rather not say. So this is what he does, okay? And the university level, they've studied this over and over for years. He came to the conclusion, he says, the only type of sexual release that gives maximum orgasmic pleasure is penile vaginal sex. Hand sex doesn't do it. All the other versions that I don't want to talk about make me vomit don't do it. That's the only one that does it. And even though that is the best kind of sex that is humanly possible, we still have guys who would rather have this. Women who'd rather have this. Because they've gotten so addicted to this nonsense that they don't know how to have normal sex. It's sad, you know? You don't want, what can I do to tell you when you don't want to talk to your husband? You're going to have to talk to him. Ask him for what you want. It's just that simple. Try to wean him off of this and get him more connected with you. That's all you can do. And all you parents out there, you're like, oh, well, I'm so glad, you know, Bobby's 35 years old and he's still a virgin and he's just waiting for the right girl. Yeah, you know what you do? You probably created a guy who for 20 years has been playing with this. And then when he marries the girl, he's going to be like this. You know, how about we start encouraging young men and women to marry early so they don't fall in love with crazy, psycho, twisted versions of the real thing? Honestly. This. They're in love with their hand. Good Lord! Hey, knock yourself out. I appreciate the real thing. Praise God. We'll be back with more right after this.
Caution. The Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
I see days and left us bronzed and breathless.
You can't bring this stuff up on the show.
Melted in.
You're back on the Mark Unger Show talking about love, marriage, and relationships. We giggle to funny comments that Phil makes off the air.
I don't think
someday,
I can bring them up.
Someday
on
he'll actually bring them on the air, and the show will be way funnier than it is now. He said during the last segment, talking about hand sex, he said, all I could think about was, oh, wax on, wax off. That's funny. I think that's entertaining.
Maybe these guys would be a lot better at karate.
Show me stand on the floor. Show me a hand stimulation.
Danielson. All right, what do you got there?
Okay, short question. She wants to know if there is a difference between pornography and erotic fiction.
Yes, there is a difference. One has pictures, one does not. But they're the
well,
same.
That simple.
They're both garbage.
What about erotic nonfiction?
That's garbage. You know, a lot of chicks, they would have a fit about looking at a naked woman. But then they read this putrid nonsense.
Yeah.
And they draw these science fiction.
They draw these pictures. Oh, I like science fiction. They draw these pictures in their head. You know, like all these Christian women, oh, praise God, who read books like 50 Shades of Grey. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, they would not want their husband to be watching a film version that's showing those same said acts if it was bought in a pornography shop or, you know, found online or something on a pornography site, but yet they think it's not porn. I don't understand that.
Listen,
and the movie's coming out, too,
again,
by the way.
My grief is with Christians who act like idiots. There's more than we can keep up with. I don't have a problem with non-Christians who don't agree with them. Fine, peace. But you're from a Christian worldview, and you believe in God and the devil. I promise you, the only thing the devil cares about is that these ideas get stuck in your head, whether it's with a picture or you read it. It's all the same to him. He doesn't care. You girls think that you're so righteous because you read this nonsense and this putrid caca, that somehow you're more righteous because you're not looking at pictures. You're crazy. Shame on you for getting into that stuff.
I thought Fifty Shades of Grey was a book on painting or something.
Paint colors.
Crayola.
I thought it was written by Bob Ross or something, you know, making happy little trees.
Or sponsored by Crayola.
I think I saw somebody had a picture of a Halloween costume that they took all those paint swatch strips and covered themselves with it and went for Halloween as the 50 Shades of Grey.
That's quite funny. That is funny.
Very clever.
That, I will say, is very funny. No, there's no difference between the picture and reading about it. And a lot of you girls who claim to be so righteous and condemning, which you should, men looking at this stuff, you're as guilty because you read it. And you're doing the same thing. So no, there's no difference.
It's the same thing.
That's all I got to say about that.
What about historical fiction?
X her out. She's been X'd. She needs a swirly.
Trying to find the right
you
genre.
Get a swirly for even asking the question. If you can't see that it's the same, there's something wrong with you. My personal opinion. All right.
Okay, next sex question is about orgasms.
Good Lord.
I'm telling you, it's all sex show.
All right.
Hello, Mark.
You're going to be that old lady on TV. That's going to be you pretty soon.
Yeah, what was that show? She's still on the show? She's from Canada or something.
Sex lady? Or?
Yeah, that sex lady that was on, it was like on Bravo or something, wasn't
she
it?
She was weird though, man.
That was, yeah, sex talk? Sunday night sex talk?
Sunday night sex talk. Yeah.
Pastor Mark Unger.
With Pastor Mark Unger. You know, at least I try to stay to some accepted biblical morals. Mm-hmm. And you know what? So be it. Let's have one guy who is on TV who talks about these things from a healthy perspective. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, the only time you hear stuff like this from crazy people, like the sex lady, mm-hmm. who anything, have you seen, have you ever listened to some of her advice?
Yes.
Anything goes. There is no limit. And it's just disgusting, vomitous, poisonous information that people listen to. Oh, okay. More crazy gets stuck in your head to make you more dissatisfied and miserable with your sex life. You would think with all the porn and stuff in the world that they claim is supposed to be so good for you and enhance your sex life that people would be having the best sex ever. When in reality, the reason we get so many emails is because people are struggling in this mm-hmm. area of their lives. This doesn't work. The whole porn thing and this whole insane stuff is designed for one reason, to get as much money out of you, into your pockets, into theirs, when you idiots go and pay for the stuff and you buy these books. It doesn't help. One of the biggest problems in America today is sexless marriages. You would think people in America would be having the best sex ever, right? When one survey showed that 52% of women said they are now getting no sex from their husbands. Over half. Zero sex because their husbands are out there making love to themselves looking at pictures on screens. Well, how does that help anybody? All the ridiculous nonsense. All right.
Okay, he says, I've just discovered your show, and you got my attention with the natural orgasm thing. Are you really saying that all women can have vaginal orgasms as long as they stop having clitoral stimulation for a while? My wife is not into playing with herself, but I do use my hands on her during sex to make sure she has a good time, too. It would be amazing if stopping all that awkward fumbling would result in an even better orgasm, but it seems hard to believe that vaginal orgasms will start happening. What makes you so sure that this is true for everyone?
I didn't. I never said that. No. I never said any of that.
No, he heard what he wanted to hear, not
crazy.
What you said.
He gets the go button.
It's not what you said.
I didn't say that.
In some cultures, that might be a sign of honor.
I never said that clitoral stimulation is not legitimate. I didn't say that, okay? What I do say is people who make love to themselves do not fare as well as people who have been mean love to. Okay? And using the parts that ought to be put together properly instead of arms and chickens and legs and rubber devices and battery devices and all these other weird stuff. It's just weird. Good grief.
That's not what you said.
What?
No, I'm just clarifying. You did not say that if a husband stops doing like the manual stimulation that she'll have. That's not what you said. You were talking about women who do that themselves.
Exactly.
And then cannot orgasm with their husbands. But
correct.
He didn't hear that correctly.
That's because they just hear what they want to hear.
I know.
All right.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
There you are. Okay, ready for this one? I don't know
no,
if we are.
I wasn't ready for the last one.
No, we're not probably ready for many of these. All she right. says, my husband and I have been married for 8 years. Mm-hmm. He is 33 and I'm 32. We've known each other since we were 13. Mm-hmm. He joined the military right after high school. We reunited again at 24 when he proposed. Okay, so she thought that she knew him. He respected me, didn't try to go too far physically and all of that. After we got married, I found out about his addiction to videos, photos, etc. Several mm-hmm. occasions I have found new email accounts with pictures and all of that, and they are all of feet. So apparently, the husband has a foot fetish. Mm-hmm. She says, I'm so discouraged at this point, seriously reconsidering my marriage at this point. I have never once denied him sex. I happen to like a man to rub my feet, so it's not even like he was denied that. But the question is, am I feeding this addiction that he has?
Okay, keep going.
Okay, he has admitted to getting a female's phone number.
I have nothing else to get a lot of foot massages.
Yeah, and she thought that that was okay till she realized it was all about his foot fetish is why. Uh-huh. Yeah,
she wants to know how to defeat the foot fetish?
Yeah, apparently.
She feels defeated?
Mm-hmm. Defeated. Uh-huh. I get it.
Okay. Did you get it? Because you're talking about
it. Because you're not laughing.
Okay. I got it.
Clearly, you didn't get it.
Defeated.
If you would have get it.
I got it.
Okay.
I got it. I'm just trying to keep this email straight in my head. Sorry.
All right.
He admitted to her that he's also gotten females' phone numbers from his job. He's since transferred away, but he did have phone calls with her and apparently fessed up to kissing this one girl one time. That really doesn't have anything to do with his foot fetish. But
did he kiss her feet?
I possibly. He's gotten random pictures from women, like when they're getting their nails done, toenails done in the nail spa, that they text him pictures of
their
feet.
So, when does it become porn? Well, I wouldn't think, looking at someone's feet is porn.
Well, he's looking at videos and stuff that are made specifically for this fetish and masturbating while he's watching them.
Okay. All right.
So is it only considered porn if he's masturbating while he's looking at them, or if he's out in the mall and he's looking at feet, then is that porn? Is it still porn at that level? See, it gets all very funky to me.
So
I'm not sure.
Women should always have
their feet covered.
But
maybe some men like their right. shoes too.
Sorry.
Did you have more?
She says,
that's part of my philosophy.
His philosophy. Yes. Hey, you're the one that wanted him to keep talking on there.
Hey, I'm not criticizing.
She says he's a great man, a hard worker, good father, all of that. However, this issue has affected our marriage greatly.
Great man, hard worker.
Uh-huh. Honestly, right. The most dedicated father. Okay. Uh-huh. The intimacy between us is maybe 4 times a month. I'm frustrated. I happen to have a high sex drive. Physically and emotionally, uh-huh. I'm hurting. Uh-huh. She says, I asked her if they had ever seen counselors or anything for this. She said they did some, but he doesn't want it on his military record. They're Christians. They go to church, highly involved at church. He doesn't want to talk to anybody at church. Uh-huh. He says it does bother him, but he can't stop. I did find out also that his father was into some funky things, like he wanted ladies to dress up in stockings and lingerie and heels, and he was a painter who painted pictures of ladies' legs and feet. And
okay.
So apparently he's gotten something from dad in terms of the...
Anything else?
Anything else you need to know?
Unusual.
No, I think that's... Yeah.
All right. So having listened to all that, if you want to hear my answer, you'll have to wait till after the break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
We watched our past just fade away. We're back on the Mark Unger Show, answering your emails about love, marriage, and relationships. A lot of questions today about sex. We just had an email about a lady who goes on about her husband has this foot fetish. And what about this foot fetish? And his father had a thing for feet and, you know, da-da-da-da-da, wants an answer. Here's my problem. Take away all the foot references. Los pies. The feet. Yo quiero más pies. I love the feet, okay? Uh-huh. Okay, now, forget. Now, let's just listen to what she said. You got a husband who looks at videos of other women, who has kissed other girls, who's taken down other women's numbers, and who masturbates. while doing all of the above. Any problem with any of that? I mean, that's the problem, okay?
It's not the feet.
No, see, what happens is people like this, they keep bringing up things that become a side issue, that cloud the issue, and everybody's all focused on, gee, feet, I don't know, is there anything wrong with feet? It feels like, gee, is that porn looking at feet? And I don't know, you know, and these people, they actually bring this stuff up, and they actually get people chasing stuff that's not really germane. The problem is you got a guy who has a problem with morality. And he's a committed Christian. I love this. He's a great man. No, he's not. No, he's not. Great men don't look at videos of other women and masturbate. Great men don't take down other women's phone numbers so they can call them later and flirt with them. Great men don't kiss other women. Great men don't sit around and masturbate. But yet these women are so clueless. It's like the girl who writes us, you know, I've been dating this boy. He's an M.O.G. I said, what's an M.O.G.? A man of God. And then she goes, he's a great man. He's a great man. I go, good man, great man of God. He's an M.O.G., right? Everybody's M.O.G. And then she goes and talks about how he looks at porn and masturbates. He's not an M.O.G. He's an M.M.O.G. He's a masturbating man of God, which means he's not a man of God in the first place. And you wouldn't think the single girl would have enough sense. She actually looks at a guy who's looking at porn, gratifies himself, and refers to him as an M.O.G., a man of God. How dumb are these girls? So here we have this wife. She has this guy who thinks he's a great man. He looks at videos of other women and masturbates. He kisses other women. He picks up other women's phone numbers. He says he can't control himself. He can't stop. He can't stop. Now see, this I have a problem with this. Don't tell me people can't stop masturbating. It's absurd. Nobody forces anybody to do this behavior. Someone says they can't stop. What, really? Porn gnomes drag you out of bed in the middle of the night and force you to grab your willy. Really? Is that what we believe? Of course they can stop. They choose not to stop. Oh, you guys, oh, I can't stop. I can't. What? For heaven's sakes. Just ticks me off. So he is a guy who's got a lot of problems. He's got a lot. But here's his main problem. He has a wife who lets him do all this stuff. That's his problem, dear. You are his problem because you don't deal with this stuff. You did, well, this,
I
well,
asked
look at
her
this,
about
and,
the
and what
consequences.
Do you do about that? What consequences?
She said, I've tried things like taking the mouse from the computer when I leave.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Off.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. The kind of consequences you have in a real world, sweetheart, is I'm pretty sure if I'm making out with other women and picking up their phone numbers and she knows I'm masturbating, talking to and thinking about these other, I'm pretty sure I get kicked out of the house. Any woman who has a life, who has a marriage that's worth anything of any value, who truly values it, would never tolerate the behavior. It's only you girls who don't do anything. You're the ones who have this problem. Because the rest of the women in the world don't have this problem. Why? Because they don't tolerate it. You tolerate it. Nancy, you're going to be okay if your husband's doing this kind of behavior? My guess is no. You're going to kick the bum out. Diane?
No.
Your husband's doing this stuff? Oh, you're just you're going to try taking
take
away
mouse?
His mouse away?
No.
I'll take his mouse away. That's exactly... My wife
would be mouseless.
Something would be disconnected.
My wife makes sure I'm mouse free. Good Lord, lady. I know you're a nice lady, but seriously.
I think that because the feet thing comes in and it's so unusual,
it distracts.
Yes,
it doesn't matter.
No.
Okay, let's say it's boobs. Is that better?
No, that's
typical. That better?
He's got
a boob fetish. Just let boobs. Yeah. I love to see boobs.
Yeah, but that's more typical of what men look at. I mean,
but that's
funky.
Not the point. She's getting sidetracked with
that's what I'm saying.
The
because
weirdness
it's so
of
odd.
It.
It's so odd. That's why it clouds the issue.
What's clouding the issue is a woman who has a man who is a pig, and you think he's a great man, and he just got a problem because he's about
he's
feet.
A great man. Besides that,
no,
though.
He's an unfaithful man. He's picking up other chicks, and you know about this. He kisses other women, and you know about this. He's looking at his videos, and he masturbates, and you know about this. She's involved in the church. Oh, praise God. I'd love to go to your church. What a spiritual group that's got to be. Good Lord.
I would flip my lid. If I found out that my husband had other women's phone numbers and that he had been kissing, I would flip. I can't even tell you how mad I would be. It would not be... It would not be a happy time at my house.
There'd be no more mice running around.
Golly.
Take away their mice.
Well, you wouldn't have to have the pornography or the masturbation or the feet or any other weirdness to it. It would... Oh, my goodness.
You have an unfaithful man who is a pig of a man. God loves him. Obviously, God doesn't love him, but he's acting like a pig. Okay? If it walks like a... What are you judging? If it walks like a skunk, it talks like a skunk, and smells like a skunk, it's a skunk. That's not judging. It's just calling it what it is. You got a guy who's got some serious problems, and you tolerate it. You know about this. You're writing to me in detailed measure about all the weirdo stuff he does. You know all about it, and your only response is, well, I tried to hide the mouse, and I did something to his phone, and what? I don't know what else.
That's the kind of stuff that you do to your teenager when you catch them doing something or that they don't have their grades or whatever. That, honestly, you don't do that when it's your husband.
The point is, none of that works. You know what works is when you kick a guy out of the house or he comes home, you're not there anymore. These are when these guys freak. And I don't want anybody in the church to know. You help hide his sin.
And he doesn't want it on his military record.
I don't care about his military. You're hiding his sin. So you are complicit. You are an enabler. So rather than go to the people in his life, in his church, you claim to be a Christian. If you're not a Christian, fine. Think about feet. And play with your willy. Why do I care? But you're claiming a man of God, your people in church, and you hide. You hide from your pastor and everybody else the fact that he's looking at other women, he masturbates, he gets their numbers, he kisses them, and you hide this stuff. And you're writing me trying to find an answer. The problem is you allow it. He does it because you let him do it. Period. You want some change of behavior? You kick him out and say, you cannot come home until you stop this behavior. Next time he comes home, you're not there. You moved in with mom. You moved back home. Whatever. You forced the issue. And they say, well, why are you acting this way? Well, because he looks at women's feet and plays with himself. I promise you, he don't want anybody in the world to know this. I promise you. You are the greatest servant he has because you hide his sin, even though you're totally aware of it. He's so casual around you that you know this stuff. That's the amazing thing, right? The guy's not even good enough to hide it. She knows all about it in detail and does nothing. Oh, my goodness, you dear lady. She needs a swirly, not a mean swirly, but a nice swirly. Something kind of... Just hopefully wake you out of your delusions. And you know how many women are watching this right now? This is what their husbands do? They do nothing. And they'll give you 5 million reasons why they can't. Well, I can't kick him out of the house, or I can't move in with my mom, or I can't. The bottom line is you are weak-willed women. You are enablers. The reason they do it is you let them do it. And you keep coming to a pastor or a friend or somebody on TV or something who has a magic bullet, a magic answer. I got news for you. There is no magic answer. You need to be a strong, confident woman. You need to find some other women who have great marriages and ask them, what would you do? And I promise you, those women would say, kick him out. You don't tolerate this man. Well, my kids will get upset. Well, yeah, it's going to be painful because you got a man who's acting like a pig. But you, after listing all this disgusting behavior, your conclusion is he's a great man. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
Paid my dues till I up and moved to the place where I came from.
You're back on the Mark Unger Show. Final segment. Answering your emails about love, marriage, and relationships. It's so sad. I mean, you know, there's nothing more personal than your sex life. Mm-hmm. There's nothing more intimate. That's why they call it intimacy. It's very intimate. But when people are basically being immoral and unfaithful, there's no quick answer for that. You know, they want an easy answer. Yes. They don't like my answer of the confrontation.
No.
You need confront. You need to tell everybody in his life. Your husband's an unfaithful man who's hitting on other women and doing all this kind of stuff. But you're hiding. This lady's hiding what her husband does. Oh, because he's into feet. I don't care what he's into. He's into ear lobes. Who cares? He's into women's elbows. Okay, he's got elbows everywhere. I don't care. The bottom line is you have a man who's unfaithful to you. And he's an unfaithful man, and you confront it. There is no quick answer. You know what? It's like having a show that's a health show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sir, I got a husband. who's got cancer and tumors everywhere, and is there anything I can give him, you know, more potatoes or something that would help him? You know, I don't want anybody to know. I don't want anybody to know about it because he doesn't want to have to take chemo or anything. No, there's nobody who has answers for stuff like that. You have someone who's really, really sick. It calls for usually very dramatic action. And whether it's serious cancer or serious moral problems or stuff like this, yes, it takes some really radical action to get a solution. See ya!
Bye-bye!